Very pleased that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. In addition, there's a sign-up sheet on the podium, I believe, and we'd ask that you sign your name on that just so we have your name for the minutes. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Once again, for anyone who may be here for this application, the change of zone 1799 WMF Watercraft and Marine was withdrawn on April 19th, 2016, and will not be heard this evening. So our next public hearing is subdivision 2016-6, Benson Delmarva Development Group, LLC.
Thank you. This is a major subdivision plan. The plan proposes to subdivide 18.4754 acres into 24 single-family lots with open space and a public road. The property is located at the northeast corner of Slaughter Beach Road, Road 224, and Coastal Highway, U.S. Route 1. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and the tax map is District 230, Map 7, Parcels 89 through 89.24. Staff does note that this was a previous subdivision, 2006-6. That plan expired at the end of the year. They did reapply with this application. In January of this year, the Planning Commission did grant a waiver from requiring the application to go through the TAC process, our Technical Advisory Committee, so they did not have to go through that process. And they are actually in receipt of all agency approvals, so they have valid Sussex Conservation District, DLDOT, 911 mapping and addressing, Fire Marshal, and Office of Drinking Water. They have all of their agency approvals. Thank you.
All right, then. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Wheat, please come forward. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Good evening, Mr. Wheatley. I'm Bonnie Benson. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, and the site manager or the project manager of the subdivision is also here. And we do have copies of lots of documents.
Ms. Benson, are you an attorney in the state of Delaware?
Yes, I am.
We don't see you very often.
No, you don't.
I believe we need to make a record of your bar number.
2109.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome to planning and zoning.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. Let me give these to. I'm going to give this to. Excuse me for this.
Thanks. Now, just for the record, we do have a 10-day rule as far as submission. So let me look at these just real quick. It looks like. Yeah, for the members of the commission, they are the site plan, which we already have. It looks like the record plan, a wetland evaluation, all things that are likely already in the record. There's a copy of the letters of credit to DelDOT for the conservation and district and, or excuse me, letter of credit for DelDOT and the conservation district. And DelDOT's notice to proceed and the conservation district's notice to proceed. Since those are the types of things that are already in the public record.
They are all public documents,
I don't have
right?
an issue with submitting those to everybody.
We thought we'd provide those just for the convenience of the commissioners in case they didn't have a complete record in front of them.
We appreciate that. Typically, the ordinance asks or stipulates that exhibits that need from the applicant need to be submitted 10 days in advance. However, since these are all public records already, we don't see an issue with it. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. Mm-hmm. The proposed subdivision, in our opinion, of course, meets the requirements of the subdivision code of Sussex County. It's certainly consistent with the surrounding properties in the area. The wetlands that are located on the property are minimal, and they're actually contained in the open space on the plan. The open space is approximately 20% of the total area of the subdivision. The subdivision plan will provide for minimal vegetation removal and minimal change of grade. There will be a forested buffer along the rear of the lots, which will provide screening from the roadways and the adjoining properties. The water is on-site well and sewer or on-site septics, as there is no county system available or public utilities available in the area. The subdivision is designed for all lot access to be via internal streets with no direct access to Route 1 or Slaughter Beach Road, thereby providing safe vehicular traffic within the subdivision. And there is a sidewalk located interior to the plan, which will also provide for safe pedestrian movement for the residents. The subdivision will have little to no impact on area roads, public transportation, schools, or other public facilities. There's no direct access, as I mentioned, to Route 1. The property does not border a waterway, and it's not properly presently farmed. It's just vacant land. There's no timber that's being removed, vegetation, or anything of the like. And when completed, our opinion is that the subdivision will certainly enhance the property values in the area. All the lots are half-acre lots, and as previously mentioned, the subdivision was approved back in 2009 by Sussex County Council, and we have all agency approvals, and we are ready to proceed pending approval by the commission.
All right, then. We thank you for your comments. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
I can tell you this is a first for me. I mean, coming in with everything completely done is took a while, but it's very nice to have that.
Thank you.
So I'm familiar with this with the site because I was on the commission when we approved it in 06. And there has been no change to the site that was approved in 06.
That's correct.
You mentioned sidewalks. Are they on both sides, one side? Where are they?
It's just on one side of what's that street name? It's small. Just on one side of Pioneer Road.
So it won't go down the cul-de-sac that the first cul-de-sac?
It goes to the other cul-de-sac near Lot 10 and 11 and 12, but not in the, on Vernon's Way.
Okay. And you mentioned a buffer. The buffer will surround the entire site?
That's my understanding from the site plan. Yes, all the exterior, yes. And all the exterior of the lots, yes.
And how big will that buffer be?
I think it's 30 feet wide, whatever the county requires.
I guess 20 feet, isn't it?
20 feet, okay.
And it'd be a planted buffer?
Yes.
Great. And there's no lots in any of the wetlands?
No.
Same plan as before?
Correct. The wetlands is totally contained in the open space in the left corner of the property.
I have no further questions about it.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Ross?
I understand the application. No questions.
All right. Mr. Fandaway?
I've done things.
Ms. Cornwell?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions. Thanks.
All right. I have no questions as well. We thank you very much for your presentation. We take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2016-6, Benson Delmarva Development Group, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2016-6? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1800.